A new novel by Carol Shields called The Stone Diaries traces the 80-some-odd years in the life of a woman named Daisy Stone Goodwill. But critic Maureen Corrigan says that plot summary does about as much justice to the Stone Diaries as describing Thomas Hardy's Jude the Obscure as the story of a young man who can't get into the college of his choice.
I'm going to let you in on a little book reviewer's trick. Sometimes when I get really absorbed in a story, I don't take notes. Instead, what I do is fold down pages of the book where the dialogue is especially witty, the character's behavior startling, or the descriptive passages so dead-on perceptive, it's like they make me see the world for the first time. When I reached the end of The Stone Diaries, I had folded down so many pages, my advance proof copy was spronging open like a paperback slinky. Probably the most remarkable thing that ever happens to our heroine, Daisy Stone Goodwill, is her birth in rural Manitoba in 1905. Though Daisy is barely conscious for the event, her role here as omniscient first-person narrator grants her magical powers of observation. Her story begins with what she calls a scene of blood and ignorance. This is the afternoon her mother, an enormously fat woman named Mercy Stone, was surprised by pains she mistook for terrible indigestion. When Daisy's cheerful young father, Kyler Goodwill, arrives home hours later from his job in a nearby limestone quarry, this is what greets him. A scene of chaos, his house with its unanticipated and unbearable human crowding, a strange sharp scent rising to his nostrils, and a high rhythmic cry of lamentation spiraling upward and joining the derangement of linen and of air, at the center of which lies his wife, on the blood-drenched kitchen couch, its gathered cretonne cover, my mother, her mountainous body stilled. Eclampsia, Dr. Spears says solemnly, pulling a sheet, no, not a sheet, but a tablecloth, up over her face. The infant Daisy is left in the care of a neighbor woman and then reclaimed by her father when she's 11. Daisy and her father moved to Bloomington, Indiana, where during the roaring 20s, he becomes a captain of industry and she becomes a young widow. She later marries for a second time. The groom is her foster uncle. Together they have three children, and Daisy mutates into a model 1950s housewife. Her old age in Florida drags on a long time. She and her elderly girlfriends celebrate each other's birthdays with this rueful toast. Well, here's to another year, and let's hope it's above ground. When Daisy does finally die, a strange, unsentimental narrator steps in to encapsulate her life in a series of lists. A list of the illnesses she suffered, a list of the books she read, a list of things that, due to lack of courage or opportunity, she never experienced, like oil painting, oral sex, and the city of Madrid. Doesn't exactly sound like an action-packed plot, does it? But the power of Shields' story is cumulative. In lustrous, compassionate language, she slowly builds up the small details of her characters' lives until you realize they've become dramatically different people. Shields makes you appreciate the long-term awesomeness of mundane changes. Reading The Stone Diaries is like watching a fast-forward, God's-eye-view movie of how a tiny, prehistoric streamlet carved out the Grand Canyon.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Stone Diaries by Carol Shields.